There's a Mishnah in Shavuos. Let's learn Nachum all the Mishnah. The Gemara brings a Mishnah. Ta'anai Kalim v'karkois. A person was Taiveya, a Tviya of Kalim and Karkois. Yesterday we said he was Taiveya Madira with the furniture. He says, I bought it. I paid for it. Why are you staying in it? It's mine. He's being Taiveyim. Sai the Karka and Sai the Kalim, the furniture. We conveniently, it wasn't necessary, we conveniently made that it was exactly symmetrical, it was equal. The dira was worth 50, 1,000, whatever, 50, and the kalim were worth 50. Way beyond shtei kesef. Don't worry about that issue, which we're going to discuss. But the Mishnah says, and that's the headline, and there are four shuras in the Mishnah, and we want to know what's the chiddush of every shura. State the Mishnah, headline. Tanei kalim v'karkais, the tviya was, you owe me 50 karka, 50 kalim. And what did the nitba say back? Case number one. Hoide v'kalim v'kofar v'karka. He says, yeah, the Kalim Amoida, I owe you the 50. And Versteitzich, this is basics, let's read it durch. Haidos Baldin, so Avada, that he's paying. That's the understatement. Avada, he's going to pay for the Kalim. And he's kafar on the Karka. Or the opposite case. Haid be Karkois, and Avada, you're going to pay. You pay by Karka also. You don't swear by Karka. Avada, this Haidos Baldin. Someone's telling me there's no Haidos Baldin by Karka. Haidos Baldin by Karka. Avada, he's going to pay. Nor he's kafar on the Kalim. Once again, Potter. Why? What's shot in these first two dinim of the Mishnah? So kipshutai, the yisoid is because there's a gzeres takosif. We're going to soon see where the makar is. Ein ishbon ala karkois. Ein ishbon ala avodim, ala shtaris, ala karkois. There's a whole, it's ala shoveh. Maybe there's other makaris. But there's a din ein ishbon ala karkois. The chiddush of the first two shuras of the Mishnah is, in the erste case, the chiddush is that you don't make a shvua on the karka. The kfir was karka. That's more, by the way, literal, the words. Ein ishbayin al karka. Because if he would get on the podium and swear, what would he be nishba about? Wait, there's room over here. Come. Ephraim, we have room in the front for the late comers. The first din of the Mishnah. That's a chara. Oh, 12:17 was the seconds, not the minutes. It's 21, right? I want to stress this nakuda. The first din of the Mishnah is literally, if he would get on the podium, what would he be swearing about? The karka. That's literally ein ishbon al karkois. In the second case, when he was moedin karka and kafar on kalim, he was moedin karka. He's going to be paying that. When he's getting on the podium to swear, what is he swearing? He's swearing on kalim. So why is there no shvua in that second case? State of under a din and gansin. Einish bayin ala karkois. A moed of a mixas that's triggered by a haidov karka doesn't swear. Interesting. That's a whole new thing. That the haidov of karka can't make you swear. There's a bomb kasha on the second case. What was he kaifer on? In the second case. Kaifer bakal on the kalim. Why doesn't he swear? Rashi shita is kaifer bakal swears. Rashi Shita is Koifer Bakal swears. L'chayr, this is a Pekadoin. It's not a Halva. Rashi Shita is Koifer Akal also swears. So Bishleim in the first case, yeah, but ain't literally Nishboyin al Hakarkois. But in the second case, where the Shvu is on the Kalim, who cares if the Haidah's Karka? And I'll respect. A Karka can't even be the trigger Haidah that makes the Drara that makes the Shvu. But even Kaifer Akal would swear on Kalim. It's a bomb cash. Anyone has a schol of a machshava what could be? It's a pellet. It's a Mishnah.
Yeah, the chiddush of that second shura is so strong that the haida and the karka potters the whole.
So why is every Kaifer Akal chayiv? But every Kaifer Akal, Rashi says, is chayiv. Every Kaifer Akal. If a guy would only be Tovei, you 50 of the Kalim, and you would be Kaifer the entire 50, Kaifer Akal. The din would be Rashi Sheet is you swear, because Rashi Sheet is, let's remind you, Baba Kamadach of Zayin, that the emes, every Kaifer HaKol is also Chai Veshvua. No, there's a Ptur of Chazokin and the Meiz, and Rashi learns Ha'oza means the asalai taiva. There's no asalai taiva here. There should be a chiyuv of kofer hakol. Rabbi said, we said a teretz to this kasha all the way at the beginning of the sugya. We said that maybe Rashi shita that kofer hakol is chayiv is not stamazing that, oh, every kofer hakol is chayiv. It's because there's a special drora by kofer hakol. What's the special drora by kofer hakol? Ain adam teveya el in kain yesh loy klum. It's a bazundra drora. I was teveya guy and he's totally like zero hadam. Here's the catch. Even a haidov karka. It's karka. But it takes a bite out of that drawer of ain adam teveya el in kain yesh loy klum. Klum it's not. I let it be ma'idah b'mixas. Huh? There's no ma'idah b'mixas when the haidov's on karka. We talked about this, you mentioned it in the shiur. If a guy would be ma'idah, chetzi pruta falls through the cracks. It doesn't have the drawer of kofer hakol, it doesn't have the drawer of the thing. But that's what you have to speak out for the Rashi. The third din of the Mishnah. Haida b'mixas karka. Again, the numbers. I was teveya you 50 karka, 50 kalim. You were ma'idah 25 karka. No. So, this is double problem from the first two cases. There's no, the haida is on karka, the kfir is on karka. So why do you need the third case? Typically, else the first two. Says the Shita Mekubetzes. If it would only say the first two, I would have thought that maybe the Yisoyer of the Mishnah has nothing to do with Enish Banal HaKarkois. It has to do with the Yisoyer, that it's Chit and Vesoyer, and it's two different things. Shtey don't know, even if it's not. It's both Karka. Haida Karka, Kofra Karka. It's also no good. Let it just say the third Shura. It's a nice Kasha. There's Torah on that also. Then the fourth Shura, we have a lot to do. Haida B'mixas Kalim Chayiv. Once again, it's still on the same headline. The Tviya was 50 karka, 50 kalim. The Haidah was 25 kalim on Maida, 25 kalim on Kaifer. Then, the 25 kalim that you Maida you pay, Haidah spelled it. The 25 Kaifer you swear. And then the Mishnah says there's a Chiddush of Gilgal, that you Magalgal a Shvua even on the karka. Aye, the Oilam was bespoke, but Ein Ishvan al HaKarkois. Gilgal even overrides that. There's two kinds of Gilgal we explained yesterday. There's one Gilgal of out of the blue, just swear to me, you're not my Eved. Then there's a Gilgal that, in the Din Torah itself, the karka can also become part of the Din Torah. You know, I'm thinking out loud. Maybe you can't do a gilgul. Mashal, let's say it's the Din Torah about one shvua, and then he says, okay, swear to me, zaytig about some other karka. That wouldn't be. Because the zaytig gilgul can has to only be metalfin. The zaytig gilgul that you bring something out of the blue can't be that you bring in a karka from somewhere. Dafka, when the karka was part of the original tviya, then gilgul makes karka part. Which all the mashals, it's two different kinds of gilgul. There's a gilgul that you make the karka part of your Din Torah. There's a gilgul that you bring in a ringer from something totally different. To the extent that there's nafkaminis ladina, one gilgul you have to request, one is automatic, one has mitoich, one doesn't. Why does the Gemara say, Hasan Iker v'hacha agav grora, say that the two mishnayis are the two gilguls? That is the setup of the Gemara. Toises has a kasha. Bottom Toises. Actually, first, let's just do this quickly. Toises has a balagan, whether the girsa should be Rabbi Yaakov in the previous sugi or Rabbi Kiva. What's his problem? Is because, first of all, Rabbi Kiva was the, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar was the Talmud, so it should have said him second. That's another reason why he wants to say maybe it makes more sense to be Geiris Rabbi Yaakov. But that's, okay, that's a side. But then in the beginning, it's a big Tosis. He has an issue. There's a man diomer that darshan's only in Mamayit Shtoris. You're not Mamayit from a Tzara Shove, Klal Prat, Klal, sorry. Karka, Vodim, Shtoris, everything. Only Shtoris. And that would be Rabbi Kiva Shita. And then how would you know to be Mamayit Karka? So again, maybe change the Geiris to Rabbi Yaakov, yeah? But another option is to know that even if you're only Mamayit Shtoris from one place, but there's a bazunda rabbi also for karka. That's right. The svar in the garsi b'brayis Rabbi Kiva ain lahachis that Rabbi Kiva darshins ribi miit and he only mar dar is mait shtoris and not mait karka kiim shtoris must be there's another miit for karka. Then the two parts of Taisa are connected. When he says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar is a Talmud, it's the two parts of Taisa are connected. The connection is what's the girsi? Is it Rabbi Kiva or Rabbi Yaakov? That's the connection between the two parts. As I let me not Taisa. Okay, but I'll upon him. Weiter. The bottom toises. Hoida b'miksas kelim chayiv. V'yim toimar yehei nemon. Wow. B'migu di boy kafra b'kelim v'hayamoyi d'miksas karka v'yeshlem Hashem achavas karkas yosir. I want to give a geshmaka hakdama to this toises. Out of the blue, a guy says you owe me $100. And he says, no, I only owe you 50. Classic moyi b'miksas. Why doesn't he have a migu that could have said zero? He has to swear. Why doesn't he have a migu that could have said zero? Rabbi asks the kasha. Awesome. Why doesn't he have a migu that he could have said 20, or 15, or 7, less? It's not a hazard to say less. On one hand, shkoyach, he'd anyways be chayiv. The whole point that he could have said zero is that then he would have been pater. But we also said that even if maybe migu does work on lesser tainus, But every guy has his red line of chutzpah. Maybe his line is one less than the number that he picked. If he said 16, it's because 17 would have been the hazafin. That's what his number is. I have a question. Every time a guy was moida 50, he could have been moida 60. That's less chutzpah. I understand he couldn't have been moida 40, but he could have been moida 60. He doesn't want to be moida more. Every moida the mitzvah has a migu, he could have done heilach. Careful, heilach. Every moida the mitzvah, the guy says 50, he could have pulled out the 50 and plunked it in your hand, and then it would be heilach, if heilach is potter. Every migu has a migu that he could have done heilach.
No, he couldn't,
it has another
money.
Why not? It's, why is it not miguable?
He
doesn't have the money. Is he saying something else?
He doesn't have the money.
I'm going to get to that soon. I'm going to explain what you meant. But, l'chari, if he could have done heilach, and then he would have been potter. Let's assume now he didn't have the money.
And it's not if I was a liar. It's not.
I'm going to explain that. I'm going to get
there. You could say he could have paid the whole thing back too.
He could have paid the whole thing. He doesn't want
to. Same answer.
Fine. Exactly. Maybe there's a better answer even. How about this one? You know, there's a yisoid if a person's moida. Yeah, you owe me 100, and the guy's moida 50. He has an ego. He could have been moida karka. Out of the guy says you owe me $100 in cash, and he says no, I only borrowed $50 in cash. He has an ego. Instead, he could have said I owe you 50 of karka. I don't even know if we would ask that. That's not Taisa's kashi. You can't just bring karka out of the blue.
You could always pay with karka.
He could pay with karka. That's not going to change that part of the result. It's not part of the tefiyah. Wasn't part of the tefiyah. But in this case, it was when the tefiyah was 50 kalim, 50 karka, and the haidah was 25 kalim, 25 value, whatever, rupee, dollars, thousands, whatever it is. Instead, careful, not less than, that would anyways be ha'azim. Not more than, why would he want to do that? But he could have instead have done 25 kalim, instead he could have chosen to do 25 karka. Would he be chayv and shvur then? No, and he's one al karkois. See, as a migu, he could have done that. That's a kasha. Tois asked the kasha. What does Tois say? Yeshlem Hashem achav etz karkois yosef. He doesn't want to give up his karka. It's not just about numbers. It's not just about numbers. I have a problem. Rabbi Kivegi talks about this. 50 kalim, 50 karka. You owe me 50 kalim, 50 karka. You know what the guy answers back? 50 kalim, 50 karka? I owe you 10 kalim and 10 karka. 50 kalim, 50 karka. 10 kalim, 10 karka. What's the din?
Nishba on
the kalim and then Gilgal on the karka. Why? He has a migu. He could have said instead of 10 kalim, 10 karka, he could have just said 10 karka. What? Oh, red line ha'azah. Tell that to him because he was always saying it's because you would be chayiv anyway. Tell him now you need the red line ha'azah.
But he could say 20 karka, and then he doesn't.
One second. 20 karka, get back to Tysus Terrace. He doesn't want to give up karka. He only wanted to give up 10. Again, no, stop. I went too fast. Let's go slow for myself.
There's the numbers. And
there's the number, then you have to factor both. So let's do it again. Tysus, can we start again? You got the chel? I should do it again. I should do it again, what?
The whole cash and make up for Mishru.
Yeah, Migul after Mishru. 1 second, let me explain. Yeah, Milo, we're doing Migul after Mishru. That's what we're doing. How about it? Tysus sheet is Migul after Mishru Amrina. Avada. 1 second. Wow! You know, the Gemara said so many times, Meshav Aveda and Migu. Rashi said it means Meshav Aveda. Twice as Lashitasi always said it means Migu. Rashi did not say Migu. Why? Probably there are 8 reasons why not. We'll discuss them once. But we said there's reasons. This is Tysus Lashitasi, that he's in Migu. In Migu, he says, Migu also, what do you mean? 50 karka, 50 kalim. The guy was moida 25 kalim. He could have been moida 25 karka. So he says, doesn't want to give up karka. I'm switching the numbers. He was moida 10 kalim, 10 karka. So careful still. To say that he could only say just the 10 karka and he wouldn't have to swear. Yeah, but that's red line. To say 20 karka instead of 10 kalim, 10 karka. He doesn't want to give up that karka. It's the same as Tysus. Even though in Tysus, he bechlal didn't want to give up karka. Here he's already showing he is willing to give up karka, but maybe not more. You know, Reb Chaim, they say, he was a Rosh Hashiva in Balazin. No, he wasn't a Rosh Hashiva. He was a Shiva in Brisk. Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, yeah, he was a Rosh Hashiva in Brisk. You know, there's a famous tshuva from the Reb Chaim Moiser. Reb Chaim Moiser has a tshuva about why is there a special Xeris HaKosav, this is Zaytik. Yeah? Yeah? There's a tshuva Zachiezer about why did the Torah have to be Mechadish, Atu Vincha Vinecha Vitecha, that there's a Bezunder din, a person is Muzer on Shvisas Benoi, Katon, typically there's a din of, you're never allowed to be Machshel, a child. What's the Sugi and Yivamis? Sphia, you're not allowed to be Machshel Min Yisurim. Why do you need Bazinder for Lagabi Shabbos? So he brings from Yedidi, Minu Urai, Reb Chaim Mivolozhin, that it means Reb Chaim Brisker, who was Rashi Mivolozhin. It's not, it's Reb Chaim Salvezhin. People get confused. Reb Chaim Moses is quoting Reb Chaim Mivolozhin. I don't think he saw Reb Chaim Mivolozhin. He's quoting Reb Chaim Mivolozhin that the Inachanami, you wouldn't, anyways, not allowed to be Michshel, your little kid, Al Sphia. But now that it's Al Sidcha Shabbos, it's Mumul Shabbos. Mumul Shabbos, Mumul Kal Terakuma. Mumul Shabbos, Mumul Kal Terakuma. This was the what's called. It's Reb Chaim Mivolozhin. How did we get to Reb Chaim Mivolozhin? Oh, I'm getting to Reb Chaim when he was watching Mivolozhin. I'll tell you a story. Remember the Kazakh? There was a Maisa. They used to put all the cholent in the oven. Everyone in the big baker's oven, everyone put the cholent. It was an Arab in the stock and brisk. Yeah. There was a few yeshivish guys. Most of the island wasn't so. There were better places. But Al Kaponim, Begin is my dog. Mendel Brisker. Okay, Al Kaponim. There was an Erev came down. Reb Chaim knew that the Erev came down, and he was mifar some shul. The Erev is down. No, chomp went fire. Everyone's chomp. I need cold cuts, so they didn't have cold cuts. Yeah. There was one lady walking her little kid, and he was carrying a chomp. And Reb Chaim was walking in the street, and he says, "No, tell him to put it down right now." And she said, "No." Yeah. This is the mindset. This is mamish. This thing being mashal your kid. So Reb Chaim sent a message after the husband. He should make kiddush on challah.
Because
she touched the wine, and she's mumul Shabbos because this, and that's the word Reb Chaim Moses from Reb Chaim Veloshin. Yeah. Anyways, Reb Chaim in Veloshin to get a beginner. What? This Bishal Akam thing, Rabbi say, this is not what you're supposed to handle by night. There's a lot of things to do in the sugya, not that. Reb Chaim in Veloshin to get a beginner by Reb Chaim, his question that he would ask the Oilam. I'm not talking about the Chazanish. The Chazanish would give a faher. The Chazanish would always give a faher in Eilam Metzias to the Kindalach in the Cheder. He would say, "So Kindalach, you know Eilam Metzias?" And they would say, "Yeah." He says, "You got the wrong answer on the first question already." For those that know Eilam Metzias, but you're not supposed to say, you know, close the line. But Reb Chaim's faher always was whenever a guy's moed mitzvahs. You know, if a person's moed on a davar she'ein mesuyim. Not on a specific amount. It's a davar she'ein mesuyim. I owe you be'erek something, but it's not mesuyim. Haidah on davar she'ein mesuyim is not chayiv. It's not a haidah. So he says every moed mitzvah has a migu, then instead of being moed on a davar mesuyim, he could have been moed on a davar she'ein mesuyim of the same amount. It's not ha'oza, and it wouldn't have been chayiv shvur. Again, you have to know the gedar of davar she'ein mesuyim, but it's not on a specific kli or on a specific thing, but it has a shavius.
Whatever that value is.
And let's just say vayta that's chutzpah. Instead of being moed on mesuyim, to be moed on any mesuyim. But is that the answer? Agaponim, it was always a hak. That was the fahar always.
There.
That was always the fahar for the bachur.
I mean, there, because he holds he's doing anything wrong.
Maybe. But I want to explain what he said before. There's a famous kasha that they ask. Every moed mitzvah has a migu, could have been halach, right? We asked that one also. Not instead of karka. Toysis does one of karka. Every moed mitzvah could have been halach. Every moed mitzvah could have done halach. What are you saying? He doesn't have halach in his pocket. You know, we'd rather even ask. Every moed mitzvah on 50,000, okay? A guy says, "You owe me 100,000. He says, "No, I only owe you 50,000. He has a migu. Instead, he could have done one prut of halach. He doesn't have one prut in his pocket. One prut of halach, that would have pocketed him. That would have pocketed him.
No, mishtamet is that he has 50,000.
If you're cheshvening mishtamet, then it's different. But I want to say a different word. Yeah, it's good. It's also a good cheshven. It's also a good cheshven. But I want to say a different word. Are you soid and migu? Rabbi said, "Let's go migu is birr." The Velt says that Tais over here, migu is birr. Again, what's Tais's kasha? What's Tais's case? I want to get on to the here. What's Tais's case? Tais's case is he was Taideya, 50 karka, 50 kalim. The guy was moida 25 of kalim, and he's chayiv shvur. No chaymal, there's going to be gilgul even. But he has a migu that instead of 25 kalim, he could have instead chosen to do 25 karka, same value, no lesser, more, or chutzpah, but grab the pata from shvur. This is a migu laftura mishvur. This is a migu of bir or koyach hatayna. It's not koyach hatayna. Karka is not that it has it from koyach hatayna. Karka is pata from shvur. But it's a bir. It's a bir that he's saying the truth. Because, hey, is it a bir that he's saying the truth? Let me tell you something. By migu, the attitude always is, the guy's lying or he's saying the truth? Someone's lying. I don't know. Which one? He's saying, no, listen to a logical, analytical thing over here. This guy's for sure saying the truth. Why did he say punk this? Alright, he could have said that. If he's making up a lie, liars have all the options on their array of options. Why did he pick that? And it's even less, or whatever, or it's different. Why did he pick that light bulb? Because he's saying the truth? That should happen. No. Now, the kasha that every time a guy says one time, he could have said a different time. Peru amazuyev. Over here, what's his... not even the Tosfos, it's the case of Halach. Everybody, mom is the same numbers. You owe me 100? No, I only owe you 50. Instead, he could have plunked you the 50. So what do you want to say? Believe him that he owes you only 50 because, hey, that's Taina A. I have a right, Taina A is true. Because if he was choosing lies, he could have chosen Taina B, which is a different Taina. That gets me to the conclusion that Taina A is the truth. And maybe that's why he didn't do B. You know why he didn't do B? Because A is the truth. But if here, A and B is the same. A is that I owe you 50. B is, you ready? You ready? That I owe you 50, and here it is. So it's not a, one second. Please. It's not a different Taina, it's the same Taina, but I did it in a different surah that I won't be chayav. You can't come to the conclusion that A is the truth because you otherwise would have chosen instead B, and then you say, I have a good, because for me to be good, you have to have a good hezbollah why I didn't say B. You have to have a good hezbollah why I didn't say B. I now have a good hezbollah why I didn't say B because A is the truth. Yeah, how come over here you didn't do B? B over here is A plus, it's that he should have said it. So why didn't he? So again, you could say he didn't have money in his pocket, but if he did, why didn't he give it to you? I don't know, kasha for myself, it's not a good kasha. But it doesn't get you to the conclusion that A is the truth. The cheshbon hadvarim of mirror of bigu is that the taina shetoyin is the emes, because if the taina shiyocholitan, stop using ABC over here, the taina shetoyin is the emes and the taina shiyocholitan is sheker, because when he had the bechira between the two tainas, he chose the taina shetoyin because it's the emes. But over here, inside the taina shetoyin and inside the taina shiyocholitan is the same taina. No, he could have done it in a different surah where it wouldn't have been potter. So why didn't he do it in that surah? I don't know. No, it's the halach, not the tais, it's the halach. Yes, not the tais, it's the halach. Yeah. It's anyways not koyach ha'tayna because we're talking about migul afturim yishvu over here. So it's not about koyach ha'tayna. Now we're moving on straight. We're going straight to daf hey aleph, which is, it was the same sugya. The Gemara, we did this yesterday also. The Gemara asked. It was the same cheshbon the Gemara made for the Mishnah. The Gemara is asking, like the man of the halach is potter. Why do you ever need a din of ein nishvan al karka? Karka by definition is halach. It's here in front of us. Maybe halach means only when your mamish put it in his hand, and over here he's not putting a flower pot in his hand. You know what the answer to that is? Shteita, rearrange your attitude with halach is. Karka is halach. That's the first in the Gemara. Now, al tietzem kasha, why do you need a meat of karka? Why do you need a meat of karka? By shvuah seirechad? By hados edim? Yesterday we said a fun one with shtei kesef. We said that even if the kfir is on kalim, and the haidah is on kalim, but it's not enough money. We gave the numbers. What's the minimum of shtei kesef? 64 prutas. A guy says, we did this. A guy says, you owe me 64 prutas. 32 of kalim, 32 of karka. He says, I owe you 16 kalim and I'm kaifer on 16 kalim. You have a kfir on kalim? Yes. You have a haidah on kalim? Yeah. You have enough? No. Bring in the other 32 of karka. Maybe. The same way this ain't nishboyin ala karka. Literally, the podium, you can't swear about karka. And there's another din. Haidah can't trigger a din of karka. Maybe even the tviya. The tviya is not allowed to be of karka. The minimum of shtei kesef. I don't know. Rabbi Kvegi is mesupik about that, but that would be another terrace to this kasha. What does the Gemara give an answer, though? The Gemara first, the second terrace is the first terrace, right? That's everyone asks. It's the truth. So let's do that. What's the Gemara's terrace in the Inami? Inami, the Gemara says, the Inami is a white flag. And the Inami says like this. Heicha detonai kelem v'karka v'hoide v'kelem v'kofar v'karka. Zok toisvis. Maybe BMS put up a white flag. Not blue, not brown, not yellow, not clear. A white flag. Yeah? There's no such thing as a nishvayin al haidah's karka. It's a bluff. It's never relevant. You never need it. It's always halach anyways. And halach is putter. And you're right. It will never, ever, ever, ever be negated the din of a nishvayin on haidah's karka. So what do you need the din of a nishvayin al karka? When fakert, when the kfir was karka, the haino, he says, you owe me kalim and karka, and the haidah was on kalim, where were the kalim? I don't know, they're not here, it's not halach, the kalim are in the agam, the kalim are gone, and it's a haidah, the hamechayeves, and the kfir of was on karka. Now, when you're going to get up on the podium to swear, are you going to swear? No. Why? Not because of halach, because there's a gzeres hakos, an ein nishboy, and al kfir is karka. Tom v'nishlam. We're finished. We found the case. And it's not a weird case with a shtekes, if it's the case. This lady has a beautiful pilpul. He says, there's something off with this case. This case might be chitin v'sairin. You know, there's a famous sugya, ta'anay chitin v'haydaloy v'sairin. That might not be ma'idah b'miksas. But even more, ta'anay chitin v'sairin. the Haidle Bisayrim. Might not be Maidim Mitzvahs. It has to be that's on the same item. Hello. Tony, Kalim Bikarka, the Haidle Bikalim Bikafa Bikarka, maybe wouldn't be Chayiv Shvu anyways. Even if it was not a din of Enish Manal Karka, because it's Kitim Bisayrim. That's why the Gemara, maybe Ulai, didn't like the second Teretz. That's why there's a preference to find another Teretz. Because the second Teretz is totally in the Machlekes of Tani Chit and Vesoyer. Now, the Beis Halevi, he was not a Golovin. He wasn't a Rosh Hashanah. He was a Rav in Slutsk and in a few other cities, I think, also, and eventually in Brisk for a small proof, I think. Rabbi Becker will know all the details of that. So. He's not here on Wednesday. You're going to send him to Shia? You don't send him on Wednesday this year?
He can all on Thursday.
You better get it to him today.
Yeah.
But I don't know who the Beis Halevi was, but the Beis Halevi, because of this cheshbon that catch on, Tani Chitin, Tani Kalim Vikarka, Vahoyda Bekalim Vakafa Bekarka, it's a nice scan, it's a case of Enish Manal Karka, but you're totally in Chitin Vesa'iran thing, which is a Machlekes Tanoim. He does a lot of fun stuff with that, Ayin Shom. But we would prefer, therefore, to have a case of Enish Bar Al Karka, even on Haidos Karka. When everything was Karka. Tani Karka, Behoidim Karka, Bekafar Karka. Yeah, but then we have a problem because Karka is always Halach. So on that, the Gemara says there's another Teretz. Kagoin Shechafra, Baboy Rashich, and Amara straight to the point. There's a four way Machlaikis Rishonim. The Rambam Shita is on Shulchan Aruch and Simon Sadi. Which Sadi what? Sadi Hey, Sif Kot, Sif Vav. Right, the next Sif afterwards. Bring this machabramah. There's a lot of details that are about to say. I want to try to make it simple. Clear and simple, a very interesting issue. A guy goes over to you and says, hey, you're a mazik, you damaged my karka. You owe me money. I have Adim, they saw. You went into my karka and you mama smashed it all up. You dug everything up, you hezek. And you caused me 100 of hezek. 100, 100,000, 100 rupee, whatever you want. 100 of hezek. And the guy answers back, no. Meaning, yeah, I did the damage, but it was only 50. Either he's saying the damage was less, he dug less virus than accused. He says he dug 17 virus, I only did 11.
We didn't have Aiden. Why did we
start with Aiden? Hey, the same way I'm making the story, say, but yeah, it doesn't need Aiden. It doesn't need Aiden.
No, he did not Aiden.
No, maybe the Aiden just that he did it, but not on the amount, if you would so want. Or actually, you want another case, they're fighting about the value of the karka, okay? And for that you need a... I don't know what you call those guys. Upper shatzer, right? You need an upper shatzer. So forget it. It was mamish edim on the, that he did 17 chafiris, but now they're fighting about what the value of the karka was. The kizit is a din tar. He says you owe me X amount of money, and he says, yeah, I'm moed. I owe you part of the money. Okay, what are they fighting about? Money, green money. Hezek, you damaged me X amount of dollars worth of damage to the karka, and he says, no, I only damaged less amount. Classic moed of mixas, no? Most rishonim hold that would be a classic moed of mixas. The Rambam is Machadish, a big Yisoy, that most Rishonim argue, but the Rambam is Machadish, and his Makar is from this Gemara, because that's what our Gemara means. That's called Karka. Why is that called Karka? They're not fighting about Karka, they're fighting about money. He says, you owe me $100. He says, no, I owe you $50. Why does he owe him $100? Because of a halva? No. Because he punched you in your nose? No. Because he damaged your bicycle? No. Because he damaged your Karka? Okay, who cares what the story is? He wants money from you, and you might get the part of the money. Stating the Rambam, you look at the shayrish of a story. And if the shayrish of the story is it was damage of karka, that gets the din, you ready? Of Einish Bon al Karkois. Wow. That's called Einish Bon al Karkois.
What's the shvuah? The shvuah is that.
The shvuah is that I only owe you $50. The
shvuah is. Land is worth $50?
Well, if it's an upper shatzer case, is that the land is worth $50. If it's about how many virus he dug, I only dug X amount of virus.
Then you're not being Einish Bon Karka.
You're not, but it's reference to Karka. And you look at the shayrish of the story. It's a big chiddush. Why would you do that? Why would you look at the shayrish of the story? So there's one mahalach in the Achronim based on a machin Ephraim and Hilchas Niskei Momen that says a big yisai in Baba Kama that whenever you teveya someone for a hezek, when you broke his bicycle, when you broke his chair, his piano, whatever you broke, you're not asking for money. You're asking shtel mitzu tzurik mein zach. Give me my chair back, my piano. He's talking about a kisei that the other case was that went up in price, went down in price. But it's yisai in Baba Kama. And therefore in Baba Kama, if I'm money you, for damage of karka, yes, it's about money, but I'm damaged. If damage of karka, it's considered karka. Many other Achrayim go, no, it's not a yisoid of the Niskei Momen Machin Ephraim. It's a little different for it. It's bechlal a yisoid that whenever you're dealing with a din Torah, look at the shayrish. I want to tell you a vart from the Ilim Meichat. The Ilim Meichat was from Meichat. He learned in Babashin, actually. Yeah. Just a two shot very quickly. One is that it's a din in Hilchos Niskei Mamon specifically, that you look at the source of what was damaged. And another one is Bechlal, whenever this is the Torah, what's this about? You always look at the source. So I want, once, yeah? I want to tell you more because I have healing me made shot. We said a few days ago that when you lend a guy money, okay? Fakir, here you lent him money, green money in a suitcase. And there was a tzad that when he says, no, there was less money, you lent me 100,000 in the suitcase? No, there was only 50,000 in the suitcase. Classic Moed Mixas. The Gemara says if it's with a star, it's called Einish Bon al Kfir Shibet Karkois. And we asked, why is it Kfir Shibet Karkois? The story here is about green money. And green money creates clear chayv. And maybe that gets the yellow gvia and light brown Shibet. Where did you get to that? Why is this called Karka? It's a Moed Mixas. The Gemara says it. Does the Rambam hold of it? We talked about it yesterday. Says the Ilim Emechet, the Rambam doesn't hold of it. But not Stami doesn't hold of it. It's Mamash Lashitase. I'm going to say one Nakuda profound thing. The Rambam's attitude always is, always follow and look at the source. When people in Bezdin are fighting about money, you owe me 100, no, I only owe you 50. But in the source, what are they fighting about? Damage the Karka, we treat that like Karka. Lishitase. When people are fighting about money, you lent me this amount of green money. And he says, no, I only lent you that amount of green money. Even though, yeah, if you're a lamdan, it's a shibet and it's a karak and it is. Yeah, who cares? But you look at the source. The source is green money. The same way, by a tvias hezek, you look at the source and the source is karka. But oisa, that's why the Rambam Lashitasa never bought shibet kat. It's an iloi. From my chat. The same Rambam Lashitasa that a tvias karka about damage to karka is called karka, even though they're fighting in court about the money. So a halva of money, even though there was a lumbish thing that a halva of money b'shtar, reaches the shibet karka. Yeah, who cares? But it's about the green money. It's the opposite end of the same verse. Now, most Rishonim argue with this Rambam. The Rabbi Avinor, and all the other Rishonim learn differently. We're going to do it right now. But all the other Rishonim, they hold. What would be in such a case? You owe me $100 of damage to karka. And he says, no, it was only $50 of damage to karka because there was less virus or the value of the karka was less or whatever. It would, yeah, be a money to be mixas. So what's the case of the Gemara? The Ravid's pshat is, very interesting twist. I'm not sure if the Ravid is a Baba Kama, the Gevor or not. He says, in a chanami, if he gets up in court and says, I want money, that's one thing. But if he says, no, I want you to bring me dirt, truckloads of dirt, and fill up my virus. Now we're talking about karka. And I don't get it. He's asking for a service that brings trucks. What? I don't know. The Velt talks about this, but stating the Ravid, if you don't mind, don't get upset. Sure. The Ravid is Moed Mixas to the Rambam. He's Moed Mixas, meaning, When you hands on are talking about, yeah, let's get this thing filled up, then the rabbi tricks like Harry. What? He's a kreifer calling the rest of it, but it's irrelevant anyway. About these kreifer calling.
You're dying the whole tefillah, probably what the sermon was in your comments.
You know,
that's
Ken Zayin. This you can talk about by night side and not Bishal Akam. This is what we have to be cook up over here. Yeah, this issue. But now, there are other Rishonim. Toises Harash, B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoina, disagrees with both of them. He says, and let's make it dramatic the other way. A guy takes you to Bezdin and says, you damaged $100 of karka, and I want you to fill it up with dirt. And he says, yeah, I'm willing to fill it up with dirt, but I'm only going to fill up some of the virus with dirt. That would fight to be money to mix us, because it's about money. It's about providing a service of filling up the damage, and it would be fight the money. So what does the Gemara mean? Chafra Baber Sichin Amara says the Taisa Rosh B'Shem Rabbeinu Yoina. No. It's the same as the second teretz of the Gemara. Not that the Haidah was karka. If the Haidah was karka, it would be Halach. The Haidah is the karka that's left. The kfira is on money. Fakir, because the guy says you owe me 100. The guy says you owe me 100. He says 100? You damaged my whole field. He says no. The 50 that I owe you, that I'm being kfira. That's money. That's taka money. No. That's no. The kfira is karka.
That's a different answer.
No. It's not. He speaks out that it's not. That's the whole nature of the Tosfos Rosh. It's the same as the inami. The kfira is karka, and only the haidah is chafra b'boiris. In the end, it comes out, it's ta'anoi.
So it's like an example of the second answer.
It's an example of the second answer that he didn't want to hold the chit in the sa'ir and in the beis alevi. He wanted it to be all about a karka. He wanted to avoid that issue. But it's be'emes the second answer. Now, Rashi says two words, and the Velt says he means alderach the rimagash. I want to give you an example. Reuven says, I started the sugya with this. Reuven says, the deer you're in, the deer is mine and the furniture is mine. Shimon is living in a furnished deer. And Reuven comes to him and says, What are you doing here? The deer is mine, the furniture is mine. Now Shimon smashed up the furniture. By the way, I don't even know if he smashed it up. It got smashed up. Someone else smashed it up. And Shimon says, no, the deer is mine, I'm Kaifer. And the furniture, here, have it. And the pshat is, it should be here. No. The deer is smashed up. The deer is smashed up a little bit, not the furniture. A guy says, this furnished deer, you're saying it's all yours? What are you talking about? The furniture is mine and the deer is mine. And the guy says, no, the furniture is mine. You know, Malaz Dafna, I bought it from the guy before. The furniture is mine. The deer I'm asking is yours. Okay, so it's a moide mixes, but it's on karka. No, but it happens to be that the deer is a little bit smashed up. It's not in the state it was. Not that he did it. He's not demanding him damage for that. Here's the catch. Shehari Kilkala, we're not talking about a Tvias Hezek. He's not upset about why the deer is damaged. He doesn't know who damaged the deer. That's not what he's upset about. But the deer is not in the state that it was. Such a karka is not called halach. It's a technicality. It's not halach. Again, the case was you owe me a dira full of furniture. He's kaifer on the furniture. And I bet he's going to swear that's metal.
For sure, halach and mitzvahs.
That's the chiddush of the Rimagash and the Rashi. That's the chiddush. When you're dealing with an item, if it's different, it's not partially the same parchment. It's something else, and it's totally not halach. Because catch on, we're not talking about the halach of I put it in your hands. We're talking about the halach of since it's available, it's like it's halach. If it's not, azoivi is given genoi. No, so it's not partial halach. It's not halach. Leka halach, share kilkala. Not kilkala, I'm upset, you damaged me. Try to fix the Rashi into the Rambam. And no, Rashi means the Rimagash. A guy was taiveya, a karka and kalim that are in it. On the kalim that are in it, he's kaifer. And that's the chelik ha-kfirah. I need haidah. The haidah is on the karka. Aye, but haidah, the karka, and ishban al-karkais. Aye, it's anyways halach. No, it's not halach, because it's nishtane. When something is not in the state that it was, it's not going to be considered halach. What? That's good for the chiddush. You don't split it up. You don't say it's partially halach.
It's like a virus case where he's not accusing him of having done the virus.
Yeah, I don't know who did it. This guy Shammai said, that's the only did it. That wasn't the issue.
This is what Rashi said, Avlai Tisham.
Is that goes back to the Rashi and Avlai Tisham. I didn't want to go there now. Now, the Beis HaLevi does something phenomenal. He also was mentioning why you need the two terutzim. Oh, where does it say Einish Ban Alak Arkais? Where does it say Einish Ban Alak Arkais? It's the Gemara learns it out from a drasha, but there's a machlokes if it's learned out from a klal prat to klal, and that's one big Einish Ban Al Shtarei Savodim Karkais, the whole works. And then Taisus brought a shita that no, really it's Ribi Miit and it's only Mamayik Shtar. So where's the Miit for Karka? Yesh Eizem Miit. Says the Beis HaLevi like this: if there's a Miit on Karka, Vodim Shtaris, then you mamayit everything. You mamayit Haidah's Karka and Shibut Karka and Dmei Karka and everything. But if you mamayit Karka from a specific case, a Drosha, then maybe it's only mamayit Mamish Karka and you don't know yet the Rambam's Chiddush of Dmei Karka to Karka. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's the Tuturitzim of the Gemara, but his pilpul is like this. The second parrot said that you need the Miit of Karka for Kofar Bekalim. For Haide Bekalim and Kafar Bakarka. If you need the Miyat for Haide Bekalim, Kafar Bakarka, stop there, and then you don't have a Makar for Dmei Karka. You would swear on Dmei Karka. But the other man, the Omer, holds no. He holds Tani Chitin Besayr, and Haide Besayr is Pater anyways. So Tani Kalim Bakarka, Haide Bekalim, Kafar Bakarka is Pater as Tani Chitin Haide Besayr. So what is the Miyat of Karka going on? You have to upgrade it with that, with a change, to even on Dmei Karka, Kakarka. Because otherwise you don't have the Miyat for anything else. That's what he says. The pelos, you have it for something else. You have it for shibud karka, you have it for shtei kesef, you have it for various other things we worked out. The Beis HaLevi is mamish closing in on it, that there's only those two things. Now there's one other major kasha Tysus asks, the top Tysus. A lot of things going on, but we'll get to the top Tysus, we have to go weiter. The top Tysus asks, ever since the beginning of the sugya, we were asking that how is there ever a shvua by moed b'miksas, by kai for a call? There's always a cheshbon that if he's chashed anyways to steal, he's chashed to swear. What was the magic word that always triggered everything? Ishtamute. And we even made a cheshbon. Maybe ishtamute is only by a moed of mixas, not by a kai for a call. That's why there's no migo. All those cheshbonis. What does it mean, ishtamute? I don't remember. A guy comes and says, you owe me money. I lent you money. And he borrowed the money a few months ago. He spent it on whatever. That's a different story. And he doesn't have the money now. Now, to go say, please, I don't have the money, give me an extension. He doesn't want to do it. So instead, he parshat lies and says, I only owe you 500. I don't owe you 1,000. He says, I only borrowed 500. He says, I already paid back 500. He chooses a number. By the way, the number he chooses is the number that he needs. Pashtus. But he chooses a number, and he's mishtamet, and he's lying. He's planning eventually to pay you. We said, could be later on he forgets, he gets comfortable. But that's what he's planning to be mishtamet on. And such a guy! Swear now, because maybe a shvur will get him to his senses. Fractosis, by definition, by karka, that's never true. Because the karka is right here. So l'chayra, murder the kash. I want to speak out from inside. Forget about halach. And forget about that there's a miyut on karka. The din should be that you should never swear on karka, because on karka there's no mishtamet. And we've been saying since the beginning of the sugya, when there's no mishtamet, it's not karka. Let's see this Tyson. Tema. Gam l'man dem hele chayiv. Amai tzuchol l'mutei. Ha bekarka la shayich mishtamet. V'ha denem an adem tam ina demeis, kivin la shayich hacha mishtamet. And then Tyson says, the shema, gam bekarka shayich ksas mishtamet, ki shema mishkin ebe sabad al. What's going on here? This deer that they were fighting about, he's not even living there. Who's living there? He borrowed money from someone else. This guy's Gilgul Gemachim. Yeah, not that Gilgul. This different Gilgul. He owes money to someone else also. And temporarily, he let for the next 4 months the guy live in your. He sold him the bridge, Brooklyn Bridge. He was letting him live in your dira. So he's being mishtamet. Yeah, he's being mishtamet because he knows he can't oust the other guy. But if it's available, it's not available. There's even a bigger biryon than you that he let live in that dira. So the Kitzur Tosfos is saying, yeah, even in karka, there's mishtamet. Interesting. One more Tosfos.
Is that only when you're different in karka, or it also works on the other?
Rabbi Feig makes this judgment. It's only on the fear, not on the other. Rabbi Feig makes this judgment. Amai tzakro lemutei tema. This we already spoke out. Halek akro lemutei lemutei karka. The mekla prat haklam matin lo mekla prat haklam. Maybe it's for shtaris. The yeshtamer the kashli amai tzrichtana lemel of karka mekla lo prat. The imtoymar. Maybe you need it for shvuas eidachot, or I added shvuas shaimrim, or shvuas hados eidim, or chulei. The yeshlemish and the masni the neshman akakoyis mara b'shvuas the moed mixes. So we're holding at a juncture in the sugya. We're up to the next hashma, but we're holding at a juncture in the sugya. What's today? Sunday, right? Monday. Where are you? We have so much to do, but we have to chapa rain. We're up to the shlav in the Gemara that we're passing halachayich halachpata. Do we remember what we're up to? We have Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa of Hados Edim. That we switched to Rabbi Chiya Basraisa of halach. Halach. What does halach mean? Al regalachas. Not so pashit, right? It's either putting it in the hand or karka that's available or things like that. The Gemara was asking though. That was today's topic, Bicker. That in karka, by definition, it's always halach. You should never have. So the Gemara came out with the two terutzim. Either that it's mishkachas karka by Boris Sichin of Aris, we said four pshatim, or a white flag. It's takin never shayach haidos karka. It's always him. Always, always. Where's the meat of karka? By kfiris karka. Good. You say it again and again.
Why don't you
let the oilam, start letting the oilam know that Tuesday, the Ner Shlishi is going to be, yeshiva's making a mishiva.